Hello, my name is Dr. John Algin. I'm an ophthalmologist practicing in New York City and New Jersey. I'm here today with Dr. Ronald Gentile, a retina specialist and clinical professor of ophthalmology at the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary of Mount Sinai. And we're here today to discuss vitamin therapy for the most common cause of visual loss in adults in the United States of America, macular degeneration. And there seems to be confusion and uncertainty amongst our patients whether or not they should be taking vitamins and supplements, how much they should be taking, why they should be taking them, issues of compliance. We have patients who have no problem taking prenatal vitamins when they're pregnant. And we have young people that take supplements for exercise and building muscle. I'd like to take something to grow some more hair on my head. You know, I'd be compliant with that. But when it comes to vitamin therapy and vision, there seems to be some reluctance.
Yeah. Well, John, vitamin supplements are very common. There was a survey done by the Council for Responsible Nutrition, and they found that 76% of adults in the United States report using dietary supplements. This is a huge market too, 37 billion vitamin and supplement industry. When you go back and you look at that survey that was done actually online and in English, and they sampled about 2,000 people from the United States, and they found that about 1,500 of them actually were using supplementation. Why? What was the main reason they were using supplements? Actually, 42% of those that responded said it was for overall health and wellness, 30% to fill nutritional gaps, and 28% used them for energy. Mm-hmm. And I find that interesting because vitamin supplementation is actually on the rise. When you compare that data from this year compared to last year, you can see there's a large percentage increase. What are the other reasons people are using vitamin supplementation? And I think that you sort of mentioned that. Immune health, a big one, bone health, heart health, and then some people just for healthy aging. Now, what are the most common vitamin supplements out there? Over 50% of the people that responded were taking a multivitamin. Then the next ones in line were vitamin D, vitamin C, calcium, and vitamin B complexes. So those are the most common vitamin supplements that were being used. Now, one thing I want to remind the audience and I want to remind everyone is that vitamin supplements are treated differently by the FDA. The FDA is not authorized to review dietary supplement products for safety and effectiveness before they are marketed. The manufacturers and distributors of dietary supplements are responsible for making sure their products are safe before they go to the market. And you see this all the time. You see warnings going out on different vitamins after the fact, after the vitamin has already been used. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I also want to remind the listeners is that there are vitamins are put into two different classifications, those that are water-soluble and those that are fat-soluble. Water-soluble vitamins are eliminated in the body via the urine. So if you take a lot of water-soluble vitamins, you're going to have very expensive urine. Now, what the problem is when it comes to toxicity, those are the fat-soluble vitamins because those are mostly stored in the liver. Now, which ones you have to worry about in terms of the fat-soluble? Those are the vitamin A, vitamin K, vitamin E, and vitamin D. But I want to talk a little bit about vitamins and macular degeneration, right? Because this is a topic that is something that a lot of our listeners want to know about, and they want to see the data behind it. There are very few things out in the literature that are strong as vitamins for age-related macular degeneration. And I want to go through with you what are recommended in terms of vitamins. In the United States, there are 15 million people with macular degeneration. The majority of them have dry macular degeneration, and a smaller percentage have wet macular degeneration. It is the leading cause of legal blindness in patients over 65 years of age. And this is why this is so important. There are 2 million new cases every year of age-related macular degeneration. If you look at the disease burden projection of age-related macular degeneration worldwide, and this was a study by Wang et al. he projected that the number of people in the world in 2020 who will have age-related macular degeneration are 196 million. And in 2040, 288 million.
It's tremendous.
So let me get down right to the AREDS trial. This was a trial that looked at vitamin supplementation for age-related macular degeneration, and they also looked at cataracts too, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. And that study started in 1992, and it was a 10-year study. And they were looking at antioxidants and minerals. And the antioxidants they were looking at was vitamin C, vitamin E, and beta carotene. The minerals they were looking at was zinc as zinc oxide and copper as cupric oxide. And they were looking at macular degeneration, and they divided the macular degeneration into three stages: early, intermediate, and advanced. And they wanted to determine if it had any effect on the progression of vision loss. So what is early macular degeneration? Those patients are usually asymptomatic and may have a few small drusen, a few medium-sized drusen. What is intermediate? Intermediate have many medium-sized drusen or one or more large drusen. And those with advanced, usually in one eye, will either have central geographic atrophy or wet age-related macular degeneration in one eye. They had almost 5,000 participants. And remember, because age-related macular degeneration is a disease of the elderly, the age was from 55 to 80. And it was performed in 11 clinical centers. And they had four treatment groups. They had zinc alone, antioxidants alone, a combination of the antioxidants and zinc, and a placebo. And what they found is the benefits of high risk for developing advanced AMD really was in the intermediate AMD and the advanced AMD. They did not find this in patients with early AMD. The antioxidants plus zinc had the lowest risk of developing advanced stages of macular degeneration and vision loss. Zinc alone and the antioxidants alone also did reduce the risk. So what was the reduction? Well, if you look at it, it was a 25% lower reduction in the progression and a 19% lower vision loss. And this is pretty substantial when you think about the numbers of people who are developing age-related macular degeneration. Now, what about those patients that had early AMD? Well, what they found is that nutrients did not provide an apparent benefit for those patients. So if you look at the group that was taking zinc alone, it decreased the development of advanced AMD by 20% and a decreased vision loss by 11%. Those with antioxidants alone decreased AMD progression by 17% and vision loss by 10%. But again, as I mentioned before, it's really those that were on both the antioxidants and the minerals. Well, one of the things that I wanted to bring up is beta carotene, vitamin A, and the risk of cancer. And this was known, there was a study done called the CAROT study, which was the beta carotene and retinol efficacy trial. And what they found is that beta carotene actually increased the risk of lung cancer. There was also another trial done, which was the ATBC trial, which also had similar findings. And this was concerning. This was concerning to the AREDS formula because it did have beta carotene. And when you looked at the AREDS 2 trial, which I'm going to mention a little bit to you, they did have lung cancer in 2% of participants who got the AREDS formula with beta carotene compared to 0.9% of participants who took the AREDS formula without beta carotene.
Yeah, so that's concerning. And I mean, that's the only controllable risk factor for macular degeneration is smoking. And then we were giving patients vitamins and perhaps increasing their risk of lung cancer. That's extremely concerning.
So that's how we got to the AREDS 2 formula. The AREDS 2 formula, what they did is they wanted to eliminate the beta carotene and they added lutein and zeaxanthine instead of the beta carotene. But the AREDS 2 study, which was started in 2006, also wanted to look at omega-3 fatty acids. They also wanted to see if they can lower the zinc content. And what they found is that replacing beta-carotene with lutein and zeaxanthine was effective. And there was no difference in the addition of omega-3 fatty acids. So what is in this AREDS2 formula? Well, we got vitamin C, 500 milligrams, vitamin E, 400 international units, zinc, 80 milligrams, copper, 2 milligrams. The 2 milligrams of copper is to prevent the anemia associated with high doses of zinc, and then lutein, 10 milligrams, and zeaxanthin, 2 milligrams. So that's pretty much what I would say in a nutshell, the AREDS formula, the AREDS 2 formula, and really trying to prevent this devastating disease to as many patients as possible who are candidates for this vitamin supplementation.
You know, I tell my patients, you know, if they're smoking, they have to stop smoking. And the constituents that you just went over, what's in the AREDS2 vitamin, it's nothing exotic. It's not some exotic proprietary molecule from some research lab. It's CE, zinc, copper, lutein, zeaxanthin, stuff that's been around forever. And along with a healthy diet, vegetables with color. Now, I also believe that there's a reason that the vegetables have brilliant color, so that we pick them up and eat them. Part of a healthy diet, we encourage that too. Right. Ron, that was a great discussion, very informative. I'm certain that you straightened out all the misconceptions that doctors have about vitamin therapy for macular degeneration.
Thank you, John. My pleasure.